So please welcome Lee Sutter.
I've got two very short and absolutely unrelated stories about faking it. Once upon a time, when I was in my early 20s, we would go to Ensenada for Cinco de Mayo. It's like party, go to places like Husong's and drink margaritas and just eat good food and party. One year, a girlfriend that I was hanging out with at the time, we worked in the same office, although we were friends prior to that, and we lived in Belmont Shore, which is just a cool little beach town, part of Long Beach, and we went to little taverns practically every night just to drink and to meet guys and just have fun. And one night we were in one of the places we hung out, and I can't remember if she suggested it or how we decided to do this, but we decided to fake having a fight. And so we started yelling, you know, "You bitch," and grabbing each other's hair and wrestling, and we'd whisper, "Are you okay?" "Yeah, I'm okay." Yeah, we got a lot of attention. It was a lot of fun. So when we went to Cinco de Mayo, I'd been two or three times in the past. And this time, this has been 50 years ago, so forgive my memory. For some reason, everybody was hanging out in a huge field and just milling around. And we were, you know, everyone was drinking, but it was still fairly early in the festivities. And it got really boring. People were just hanging out. It was hot. People were drinking, but they hadn't had that much to drink yet. So Karen said, "Hey, want to have a fight?" Boy, we thought that was just a great idea. So we started one of our fights, and we ended up starting a riot. There are hundreds of people there. Everybody started gathering around, and then they started fighting too. At one point, I heard that a cop had my arms, was holding me, and somebody freed me from him. So we were faking it, and I learned the lesson. We never played that game again. Okay, totally unrelated story. I was living with, up in the mountains, Santa Barbara. I had a boyfriend living with me, and his two little kids and my teenage daughter, and my mother was terminally ill, and we planned a trip to go down to Long Beach to see her. And I think I wanted her to see, you know, that I was happy, or faking it at least, and to meet the kids. And something happened that morning. I got pissed at him. He got pissed at me. He was never abusive, but he would pout, you know, the long silences. And then, you know, he'd yell at the kids. And great, you know, I get to look forward to a 2.5-hour trip, spending the night at my parents', and we're going to be miserable this whole time. So I decided I'm just going to pretend that everything's fine and I just really, really love him. And, you know, I sweetened him up, you know, kissing him and hugging him. And somehow, in the half hour or so before we left, I felt that love. I was just faking it, but I felt it. I absolutely felt the love and the caring, because of course I had something to go by. You know, we started off good. And the whole trip was wonderful. Instead of the long silences, you know, I got to see my mom, she got to see me happy. And it really makes me question, you know, the mind, what the mind is capable of. So that's it, two stories.